The Supreme Court decided a big voting rights case today out of Ohio, and in its 5-4 ruling, the court upheld Ohio's voter purge law. Now, this law allows the state to remove people from the voter rolls if they haven't voted in 2 straight elections and then also fail to return a mailer to confirm their address. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Domenico, this is being seen as a big win for Republicans. Remind us why that is.
Well, there was a Republican government, certainly, in Ohio. The name of the case bears the name of the Ohio Secretary of State, John Husted. The vote being secure is the Republicans' focus here throughout the country when it comes to, you know, trying to eliminate what they see as potential voter fraud. Of course, a lot of studies have not found broad evidence for voter fraud. But you saw Samuel Alito, who wrote the opinion here, actually cited a Pew study at the very beginning talking about how there were some 2.5 million or more people who were registered in 2 different states. So cleaning up voter rolls, he said, was important.
And because they move, for instance, and so they forget to unregister in one and they're in another. And if they're not voting, that's a way to find them. But federal law doesn't allow voters to be purged from voting lists just for not voting. So
Right. How
did the court decide that this Ohio law doesn't violate that federal law?
Well, this was not just about voting. It's about notification. You know, Justice Alito talked about that Congress had made a reasonable judgment that a person, you know, who's interested in voting wouldn't ignore something like a card that goes to the House that says that if you don't verify your address, you know, you could be purged from the rolls because you haven't voted in 2 consecutive federal elections. You know, for the dissenters here, that was, they felt, a misinterpretation of the federal law. But the 5 Republican-appointed justices disagreed.
Yeah, and it was Justice Stephen Breyer who wrote the 18-page dissent. Look, this case came about after the Republican Ohio Secretary of State, John Husted, who you mentioned, was sued by civil rights groups representing people who say they were purged. Give us some examples of them.
Well, the person who sued in this case essentially felt wronged by the fact that he had been purged from the rolls inappropriately, he felt, because he lived there and he just ignored the card that went home because, you know, we all get a lot of junk mail in the mail and sometimes people don't sift through all of it. In fact, only about 20% of these cards got returned to the Secretary of State's office. So that was an argument that the minority tried to make and that the person who sued in this case tried to make that case as well. So, you know, that was a big part of what a lot of people were thinking could be the thing that tipped the balance here. But they were some very fierce oral arguments when this case was first going through, and no one was quite sure where it was going to go. You know, we should note that it's a big about face for the Justice Department because the state of Ohio was essentially ready to settle with this man, and that was during the Obama administration. And then, you know, President Trump won. And the Justice Department changed positions, decided to file a brief on behalf of the state, and Ohio decided to withdraw its potential settlement and went through with this and now won.
Well, look, a handful of states have similar ways of purging voter rolls, but Ohio's is considered the most aggressive in going after it. But do you think with this decision we're going to see more states do this?
Most likely, you're going to start to see a lot of secretaries of state who are Republican and governors in those states try to make a push to try to, you know, get to a place where they have more aggressive voter purge laws. Not sure of what is in the works with a lot of places, but this is going to signal for them that to start the ball, get that ball rolling downhill, to start on getting something through legislatures to try to clean up these voter rolls. And look, we should say this Pew study that Justice Alito mentioned, it did note that the voting systems need to be upgraded, that there are a lot of people on these rolls that probably don't belong there. But what civil rights activists will say is, or advocates will say, is that, you know, at what cost? You know, how many millions of people might be disenfranchised by, you know, misinterpretation of trying to, you know, purge somebody from the voter rolls?
Well, at the very least, pay a lot more attention to all that mail that comes because it may be something important about. I mean, one of the gentlemen who sued he hadn't voted 2 years in a row, went to vote, and they said, no, you can't. And so be thinking about that. If you haven't voted 2 years in a row.
Now, it's not 2 years, okay? It's two
elections.
Federal election cycles.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right, yeah. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thank you.
You're welcome.